Welcome to Reiki Cafe Radio. We're your hosts, Christine Renee
and Bruce Taylor. We come together with more than 35 years of experience in Reiki, meditation, chakra knowledge, and holistic healing. We are passionate about helping individuals release resistance, step into their authentic selves, and align their lives with the truth of who they are.
Reiki Cafe Radio is your choice for vibrant Reiki conversations, meditation experiences, and holistic wellness. This is your space for a deeper look into the ancient wisdom through modern eyes. So grab your tea or coffee and join us as we sip our way through this week's episode. Welcome back to Reiki Cafe Radio. I'm your host this week, Christine Renee. I wanted to share some updates with you this week, as well as really dive into the connection between our own personal development and our business success. We recently did a poll in the Reiki Cafe Facebook group on what did you want to hear on Reiki Cafe Radio? And what came to the very top was Reiki business strategies. And so I want to start digging into that, and as well as let you know the business series that we're going to do coming up for Reiki Cafe Radio. So I'm super excited to kind of get going with all of this business talk. It is something I'm super passionate about. It's something I have invested quite a bit of money in to better my business and better my spiritual growth as well. And I can see how they can go hand in hand. And I want to really highlight that in this week's episode. But before we get started, I want to share with you an opportunity to really come together with other Reiki practitioners and professionals from all around the world. And that is the Reiki Raise Healing Summit. So both myself and Bruce Taylor, our other Reiki Cafe University professor, are guest speakers on the Reiki Raise Healing Summit that's coming up November 8th through the 14th of 2021. Now, I love talking about business. I talked on the Reiki Raise Healing Summit last year on Reiki business success, and I'm talking this year on mixing modalities with Reiki. And this is one of my favorite topics because we can really get into how it can better your practice. How can it expand your practice, and how can it make you a better business person to have mixed modalities with Reiki, and how we can really use those keywords and really attract in new clientele by mixing modalities. So that is something I'm really excited to be speaking on at the Reiki Raise Healing Summit. And Bruce Taylor is going to be speaking on how being present in every moment shapes our life and our practice. So both are a must listen, and know that there are numerous speakers from all over the world. And topics include Reiki in the pandemic, medical Reiki, reconciling with the Reiki community, Reiki and intuition, how Reiki can spark your creativity, and so much more. And the beauty of this is that this is a space where Reiki practitioners from all over the world can really join together and be together and know that when we combine forces, we can make a difference. And so it is an excellent learning opportunity, as well as something just to get motivated and rejuvenate and revitalize your own Reiki practice. So I highly, highly recommend that you check it out. There are some freebies available right now, as well as you can easily purchase lifetime access and get started watching right away. So keep that date in mind. Go check out the links below and let us know what you think. I would love to hear from you. Find me on Instagram, Reiki, our Reiki Cafe community, and our Facebook group. I want to hear from you. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in. I wanted to give that, like, yes, this is worth it. I give my approval. You should definitely check it out. And now I want to really talk about like how that mixing modalities with Reiki was a business investment for myself. So when I take a new program, I really think about, how is this feeding me to heal the deeper part of myself, so that I can be I can have greater confidence, and I can really ditch the fear, as well as learning the new skills. I need the new skills. I want to really identify with the person that is a smart business person. Am I taking a course that's going to give me a return on investment? Return on investment is the number that it costs to take the course, to take the certification, whatever it is. How long is it going to take me to earn that back? And when I take a course, I usually don't take little courses. I'm not taking Udemy courses. I'm taking courses that are going to be many months long, that's going to make a fundamental change in who I am in my practice. And that in and of itself is a huge investment into my own personal growth and development. And I want to see that expand into my business. And I want to have the encouragement and support from the mentors in the program to make sure I am making that return on investment inside the program. So those are some of the things that I look for. And the reason why is when we look at things like the logical levels of change. Now, if you've never heard of that terminology before, it comes from the neuro-linguistic programming coaching style, where it really shows that there's a pyramid. And at the very top, we have identity and we have purpose. And these are attributes that really can make fundamental changes in our life if we can really identify with the person that who we want to become and not identify with our limiting beliefs and values that don't serve us. And lower on the pyramid that make changes that are less effective if you're not making changes at the purpose and identity level is things like your environment, your skill sets, your capabilities. And so why I bring this up is because when we can work on our identity level, and so solar plexus for my chakra fans out there. When we can work on the identity that I am a successful business entrepreneur offering Reiki, when that is my identity, then I'm willing to work on what skill sets do I need? What behaviors do I need to possess? What environment do I need to work in? And all of those things tend to line up if I am congruent and that I am a successful Reiki practitioner with a, you know, five figure month, is even better, right? And so when we can identify that, then we'd be like, well, what would the six figure CEO do if they were a business owner? Well, they would invest in the business training. They would delegate to a VA, a virtual assistant. What would they do? And if you don't know the answer, get curious about it. And it's okay to get curious about it. It's curious of like, what is holding me back? If you can really go to a crown chakra point of view and going, why am I hesitant doing that? What fears are coming up? Ooh, how am I getting triggered by that? Because oftentimes what happens is those fears, those triggers, those inner negative, repetitive thoughts in your brain are all stemmed from your early childhood. Particularly your childhood wounds, your wounding that you received as a child. And so when we can work and unravel and heal those inner child wounds, when we work on our limiting beliefs, these things tend to come apart. And this is why I love to do what I do. So I'm going to give you an example of this. So recently I had a goal strategy session with one of my students who's in our chakra clairvoyant coaching certification. And we were connecting the dots between what she's doing currently to self-sabotage. And another way to look at that is, how is she self-preserving? How is she trying to protect herself? And why is she doing it? And that was very much connected to her childhood trauma. And before, she never really saw the dots. And when she could say, well, this attribute, what you're doing here is trying not to be a burden onto someone else, that goes back to those early childhood days. And we need to decide and really understand and believe that that isn't true. That being successful and offering someone Reiki isn't burdening someone, or asking for help with your website or with your social media or whatever it may be, that you're not putting a burden on someone else. You're actually doing them a service. You're trying to help the Reiki client. You're offering a service or a work to a virtual assistant who loves to do the website design and the social media branding that you might not have expertise in. And so if they're raving about how much they love to do what they do, for example, my VA, Isabel Wells, who's in our Reiki Cafe community, she's like, I'm excited. I want to redo your website. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounds like a lot. And she's like, no. I love doing this stuff. I'm like, yes, then you're the right person to helping me do my website. I want the person, I want the tax accountant. I want the VA. I want the video editor. I want the interior designer. I want those people who I hire to be super excited about their job. And if they're not, they're not the right person. And so I hone in on what are my gifts? What are my skill sets that I am in my zone of genius, meaning that I can do all day long and I'm in the flow. I'm in that divine inspired state that I can continuously do it and I'm never going to get tired. And I know what that is. I love helping people with business development, with their Reiki practices. I love serving Reiki practitioners. I love getting creative and supporting my clients. I love doing one-on-one coaching around limiting beliefs. I love offering group classes. Like I love, love, love to teach. I could do it all day long. And so when I can hone in on the things that I love to do, then I can look at the things that don't fit any longer. I don't really want to be doing. And so if you don't have a business where you can really delegate a lot, maybe it's that, well, I need to spend an hour on getting excited about writing an email, or I need to get excited about doing social media, or I need to do these things, but I know I have a pile of dishes. Maybe I can delegate that. Maybe it can be a chore set for my kid, or it can be, I can ask my husband for help. And if my family is supportive of me developing my business, they're going to get on board. Like right now, my son is literally in the other room with the green screen ready to go as we are getting ready to do a bunch of video recording for our 14-day Reiki reawakening. That's coming up November 15th. Just putting that out there. You can sign up, but he's ready because my family's behind me. They're all behind me. And I so, so am grateful for that. And I know that the universe has my back. So I have my family behind me. The universe is supporting me and I'm in my zone of genius. And that means that I am worthy to delegate. I'm worthy to do the things that I'm passionate about. And so when I can help a client go, these are your self-sabotaging behaviors, and this is how it's linked to your childhood wounds. And now we can start working on unraveling those. And what that really looks like, it's kind of like defragging a computer and really defragging that hard drive. And so we are disproving those limiting beliefs. We are cleaning up the disempowering beliefs, ditching the limiting decisions that people make, that they make, with numerous coaching and shamanic tools that I have in my tool belt so that they can see in clarity where they are, who they are, and where they want to go. And so we can be futuristic and pull us forward into the desired reality that we want to have. And then we wrap it all up in Reiki love and light. And then we have the passion and motivation and sincerity to go follow our Reiki dreams. And there's beauty in that, because when we can stop playing small and really embody exactly who we are and who we want to become, we automatically attract the people around us that are going to support us to do that. And the universe might throw in some people in there to rub us the wrong way, to go be like, oh, and remember, you need to create boundaries. We need to create the boundaries of the clients that are calling us every single day or texting us or Facebook messaging us all day long and not being like, you know what? I actually have office hours and I'm only available this time. So putting those boundaries in place is going to set you up for success in the long run of going, when am I available? Am I available every single day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. to see clients? And that's what I'm putting out there on my website. Well, it's going to show the world that you have a lot of empty space versus I'm available from let's say these 4 hours or these 6 hours, and then do the self-care work, do the social media, do the marketing, and show to the world that like, I value my time and I'm only available on these times. And put a note on there, put a note that says, if you are looking for a time that doesn't fit into these time slots, please contact me. And the people that really need to, that can't work around your schedule, they'll contact you. Hey, by chance, can I get in an evening or a weekend? Like, how can I work around your schedule and my schedule that will be, that you can be flexible, then be flexible. And watch how just creating boundaries in your life and not allowing the people in who are just trying to suck your energy. We put those boundaries up and have times and place and structures and place and a system in place so that you have, you know, when you need to do your next Facebook Live or your TikTok or your Instagram video or whatever your jam is. And that's the thing. Like, once again, you need to go back to what excites you. What's your zone of genius? Not everyone's going to be a TikTok. Like, I love this. And not everyone's going to be wanting to jam on Facebook groups. Like, figuring out what your social media platform is and how you want to utilize it to really make your impact in the world. And that's why we don't all need to be cookie cutter Reiki practitioners. Like, we all have our own unique gifts. We all have our own unique things that excite us and want to share with the world. And so hone in on that, figure out what that niche is for you and stick with it. Like, part of that is consistently, like, show up for your people, figure out what they want, figure out what their struggles are, and figure out how you can be the solution to their problems. And so knowing that, you can get excited. Like, I love it. You can get excited about, I love my job. I love the aspects of my job, and the pieces that I don't like, I'm going to delegate. And I don't need to be an expert in all the things. And you don't necessarily need to have a website and be on all of the platforms and do all of the things. You need to do your thing really good and get excited about it. So this is why the next round, I think 5 podcast series, we're going to hone in on Reiki business catalyst. Like, these are the pieces that will be a catalyst to your Reiki business success. We are going to talk about having conviction. We're going to talk about having clarity. We're going to be talking about consistency. We're going to talk about caring and compassion. And we're going to talk about the chakra connection. So those are going to be some of our upcoming podcast episodes. And I'm really excited to dive into these. We are going to make a workshop based off of these. I have talked to numerous of our Reiki Cafe community about how they're struggling in their business. And I'm honing in on the pieces that they have spoke to me about. If you haven't reached out and told me, I struggle with this precise piece of it, I want to hear from you. I want you to email me at Christine@ReikiCafeUniversity.com and tell me, what are you struggling with and where do you want to go? Do you want to have a full-time practice? Do you want to have, you want to be making 10K months? Do you want to be teaching? Do you want to be the person that is known in your town as the Reiki master of your town? I want to know. I want to know all of these beautiful pieces about who you are, what you're struggling with, and where you want to go, so I can mind the gap. I can help you get from what you're struggling with to where you want to go. And I love this. This is part of my excitement. Like, I love figuring out what people are struggling with. So a lot of times what I hear is that so far is that people struggle with, how do I get my name out? How do I build rapport? How do I build that community so people trust me? How do I build my business in person? And how do I build my business online? And those topics that I just brought up are going to cover all of those things. How does having conviction change your online presence so that you can build an online business? How does having clarity help you serve your clientele? How does having consistently showing up help you build over time? And what should that look like? Is it realistic to have 10,000 followers in the first year? Those pieces we're going to talk about, and we're really going to get to what are the pieces that are holding you back Is it the skill sets, or is it really that there's some underlying childhood wound that needs to be healed? And we're going to be talking about that in the chakra connection. So with that, thank you so much for listening to the Reiki Cafe Radio. Thank you so much for following. Know that we are here to support you. I do look forward to your emails. I do look forward to that connection. If you need a fast, quick response, you can always find me on Facebook Messenger. I check daily those messages, and I really look forward to supporting you and growing and accelerating and being the catalyst to your growth in your business, because the world needs more Reiki practitioners. I truly believe that. I believe that everyone in the whole wide world can have the Reiki level one, and their lives will benefit. But what we need are Reiki practitioners that are willing to step up, to offer sessions confidently, and to be able to be in their power and to not shrink down and to really say yes to what the universe is trying to provide. So with that, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look forward to sharing with you next week more on these Reiki Business Catalyst series. So love and light to you all, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone. Reiki Cafe Radio is sponsored by Reiki Cafe University, where your Reiki dreams become reality. Join us on Instagram or Facebook at Reiki Cafe University, watch our videos on YouTube, or visit the website to learn more about our colleges of Reiki, chakras, and business.
It is our aim to help you on your path to wellness, guiding you into confidence, transmute your inner critic, and say yes to you. Your path to abundance, wellness, and health unfolds from here.
And love and light, Christine Renee.
And Bruce Taylor.